The U.S. Republican National Convention starts today in Charlotte, North Carolina, with party stalwarts set to renominate President Donald Trump for a second term in the White House. The president is scheduled to speak four straight nights during a mix of live and virtual events. He's expected to attack Democratic opponent Joe Biden. In an AP interview, Winthrop University political science professor John Holder says President Trump needs to make a strong case for why he deserves a second term.
He can bash Joe Biden all he wants to, and last week Joe Biden and his campaign could bash Donald Trump all they wanted to, but he's got to make a positive, affirming case for his reelection, and you don't do that just by yelling out adjectives about the other guy.
Researchers around the world have their eyes on potential COVID-19 treatments. At a news briefing, the World Health Organization's chief scientist says studies with convalescent plasma therapy have been small and so far have not indicated a breakthrough.
The results in some cases point to some benefit, but have not been conclusive. And we've been trying this. We do ongoing meta-analyses and systematic reviews to see where the evidence is shifting or pointing. And at the moment, it's still very low quality.
This comes on the heels of U.S. President Donald Trump announcing the federal government granted emergency authorization for treating COVID-19 patients with convalescent plasma. India has reached a caseload of more than 3 million coronavirus infections. It's still third in the world behind the United States and Brazil. The number of global infections is more than 23.4 million. This is VOA News. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe visited the hospital for the second time in a week